The time is right. If you're uptight, switch to Radio Denmark Shortwave.
Radio Denmark, in cooperation with the Danish Shortwave Club International, presents your DX Window. Hi there, this is Christian Flagstad in Studio 12, downtown Copenhagen, welcoming you into your DX Window final. Our engineer is Ronald Skovdal, and we can tell you that today on our final edition, we have 30 minutes for you. 10 minutes more than the usual 20-minute show. So stay around, we'll have tips for shortwave listeners, the DX Window Report, the latest news from the World Radio and Television Handbook, David Morbury reports from London, plus many other things. But we'd like to start off by telling you that this is, in fact, the last DX Window program due to the fact that Radio Denmark Shortwave's international service is closing down in 2 days by the end of this year, 1969. This was announced in October of this year, and in a DX Window program from that time, the Secretary General of Radio Denmark, Mr. Hans Sølvhøj, gave the following reason for that decision.
Well, the fact is that we had to cancel a lot of activities. We are in a pinch, speaking economically. We have to look extremely well after every penny, every krone we spend. Those were the days
we thought they'd never end. Yes, that was a sad thing, but a bright thing is that you still can listen to the DX Window for about another 27 minutes. So stay around and stay with us and stay tuned to the DX Window right now for tips for shortwave listeners, what to tune into and when. And as usual, we would like you to note that
all frequencies are in mega cycles and all times we give are Greenwich Mean Time.
Time is on my side. Yes, it is.
And we start off with Australia.
The Australian Broadcasting Commission is testing their Darwin Relay Booster on a new frequency in the 31-meter band of 9.625.
That was Darwin on 9.625.
It was heard from sign-on at 13:30 and onwards with programs in English.
Our next country is Senegal. Radio Diffusion du Senegal is using a new channel on 11.845.
That was 11.845 for Radio Diffusion du Senegal.
And that is in the 25-meter band. It was noted from 22:30 and onwards with news in French and dance music.
Something blue.
And something new.
Something just for you. Hey, baby. Yes, yesterday has gone, but to remind you of yesterday, the DX Window offers you the DX Window memory card.
And it is not a QSL card, but simply a card which may remind you of the days gone by.
On the card you'll find photographs of the DX Window gang, Susanna Jackson, Tara Ekblom, Anke Petersen, Kai Bredal Jørgensen.
And of course, Christian Flagstad. The card can be obtained only through the Danish Shortwave Club International, and note the address, please, the Danish Shortwave Club International, Grevestrand, spelled Grevestrand, Grevestrand, Denmark.
It is also necessary, and we really do hate to ask you for this, to enclose one international reply coupon. So get something new, get something blue.
Get the DX Window memory card. Hey, baby. And we continue the tips with the New Hebrides.
Radio Vela has recently been locked in the United States in the 75-meter band on a frequency of 3.905.
That was Radio Vela on 3.905.
The station was locked from 0700 hours to sign off at 0720. The programs consisted of news in French, announcements, and native drum music was played before sign off.
Burundi. Radio Kordak can also be heard on a new outlet, this being 4.900 in the 60-meter band.
4.900 for Radio Kordak.
This station, which is a religious one, was heard in their local language with religious music at around 17:55.
What is the Danish Shortwave Club International? The DSWCI is in effect people. People in more than 20 countries sharing the common interest of radio listening and therefore able to help each other in that particular field. The Danish Shortwave Club International could be you and could help you in picking the station of your choice at the time of your choice.
The time is right if you're
And once again, the address of the Danish Shortwave Club International is Grevestrand, spelled G-R-E-V-E-S-T-R-A-N-D, Grevestrand, Denmark, and that was the complete address. The DX window takes a first look at radio in the 60s. Pirate radio in Northern Europe.
And when the 60s finally came along, the first commercial pirate radio station was already on the air and had been broadcasting for 2 years outside of Copenhagen aboard a ship anchored in the Sound. Mr. Hans Vankiller, you were the program director for Radio Mercury, as the Danish pirate ship was called. How did the idea come about in the first place?
Well, it was a rather young man in Copenhagen, unfortunately he died a few years ago, who got the idea. He had been looking at and listening to Radio Luxembourg, and funny enough, he thought it was a ship radio, which it wasn't.
And you broadcasted for about 4 years. You closed down in 1962. You were forced to because of an act of parliament in Denmark.
Unfortunately, yes.
But before that, you had inspired quite a number of people.
That's true. We had a lot of visitors during our broadcasting from this ship out in the Sound. We had visitors from Holland, from Radio Veronica, from the different British pirate stations. They saw our setup and they used ours as a pattern for their own.
Mr. Vankiller, when you finally closed down, did you do that with great regret or what?
Honestly, yes. I do think that one of the colors in the pattern of Danish broadcasting was wiped away once and for all. I was sorry.
More music.
But as the pop pirate in Denmark and the rest of Scandinavia closed down, the idea of commercial offshore radio traveled west to the United Kingdom, as did some of the ships, and by the mid-60s, the airwaves were flooded with countless British pirate stations operating in the medium wave band, some with colorful names as Radio Such and Radio Invicta.
Radio Invicta, installed on a tower on a sandbank in the Thames estuary not far from the island of Foulness.
Others with a name simply indicating the wavelength, such as Radio 270.
Radio 270, broadcasting on 1115 kilocycles from a ship anchored off Whitley, about 20 kilometers to the north of Scarborough. Advertising rate, £30 for 30 seconds.
And of course, Radio London.
Wonderful Radio London. Whoopee.
First heard as an unidentified station December 1964, but confirmed later in the month that it was Radio London. Broadcasting from the vessel Galaxy, changed frequencies a number of times, the last frequency being 1137.4 kilocycles in June 66. Closes down August 14th, 1967.
All these stations, plus many more, changed frequency and position quite often. They might even change name if the company was sold to somebody else. It all started with Radio Caroline.
Radio Caroline, London WC1.
Come eat, bench, mix this here too. Go, 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 go!
Radio Caroline, broadcasting from a ship anchored off Harwich on the east coast of England on the frequency of 1519 kilocycles. Amalgamated with Radio Atlanta in the beginning of July 1964, thus being able to carry a service with two ships, Caroline North and Caroline South. Advertising rate, £80 for 30 seconds.
Radio, go, go!
Radio Caroline was first heard on the 28th of March 1964, and it was perhaps the most consistent of the pop pirates, and also the only station that remained on the air after the British Anti-Pirate Act on the 15th of August 1967. But even Caroline was forced off the air, and its two stations ceased transmitting on the 2nd of March 1968. The European history of radio in the 60s is to a large extent the history of the futile attempts to bring popular radio to the northern European countries. For full coverage of this, the Danish Shortwave Club International plans an extensive series of articles in 1970 to be published in their club paper, Shortwave News.
First with the news, last with the blues. This is the DX window from Radio Denmark Shortwave.
The latest news from the World Radio and Television Handbook.
And the latest news from the World Radio and Television Handbook would be that the new edition, the 1970 edition, is out. And we have the editor of the World Radio and TV Handbook, Mr. Frost, with us. It is again an enlarged edition of the book. It seems to grow every year. Is that correct?
Yes. This year it is expanded to exactly 400 pages, mainly because our Latin American section is expanded with 28 pages extra.
Do you think that's something people will like?
I think it's what the users and the listeners would like, because we have inserted the medium waves stations first, because that's the most important ones for the people living there.
And besides of that, of course, the World Radio and Television Handbook contains all the essential information when it comes to worldwide listening. You also have some articles, Mr. Frost, in the book.
I have an article, and especially from Mr. Vagn Skovgaard, Program Secretary of Radio Denmark, with the bad news that the Voice of Denmark has to stop its activity.
And you also have some comments of your own on the fact that Radio Denmark Shortwave is closing down by the end of the year.
That's right. You can see it in the book, what we think about that.
Can you express it with one sentence?
Yes, we are very sorry that such happens.
Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Frost, and good luck with the distribution of the 1970 edition of the World Radio and TV Handbook.
If you only knew what the new knew, you'd listen to Radio Denmark, wouldn't you?
The DX Window reports.
The DX Window. It all started way back when, on November the 5th, 1967, a little over 2 years ago, when the first DX show, produced together with the Danish Shortwave Club International, went on the air. It was the intention to create a program that was based upon reliable information, diversity of material, and a lively presentation. And looking back on the 2 years, we believe that we did succeed. On this final show, we would like to remind you of a few of the highlights from days gone by. We have been able to present such prominent people in DXing as Alan Ross of the United States.
And I think the interest in overseas listening, listening to stations from overseas, is on the rise.
And Arthur Cushion of New Zealand.
Well, in New Zealand, the New Zealand Broadcasting Corporation operates all the stations except one private station, which has been on the air since 1922.
During the past 2 years, we have presented numerous broadcasting stations throughout the world to our listeners.
Vous aime, vous aime, vous aime. 67 degrés à Québec présentement à l'émission Michel Girard pour un jeudi après-midi. Comment allez-vous? Bienvenue à CGRP, le géant musical à Québec.
Musique, musique maintenant.
Maintenant, c'est René Claude qui nous fait faire en 2 minutes 37, très vite, oh, très rapide, le tour de la Terre. Le numéro 16, c'est ça dans nos palmarès canadiens. Voici René Claude de Montréal. Ouais.
Quand j'aurai fait le tour de la terre.
Rádio Aparecida, transmitindo em ondas curtas, médias e tropicais, de Aparecida, São Paulo, Brazil. And so, here are the greetings from José Diniz and from Radio Aparecida in the state of São Paulo, Brazil. Mais que nada.
Mais que nada.
Channel 98.
Selectomatic survey.
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1-1-1.
As for people in radio who have been guests on the show, here's John Pittman of the BBC, the world's largest radio organization.
Well, over 20 DX programs throughout the world and all the major broadcasting stations run them. So the BBC's more or less fallen into line now by having a DX program.
And at the other end of the scale, the director of perhaps the smallest radio station in the world, Mr. Archer of the Faroe Islands Radio.
We receive a lot of letters, especially from West Norway, mid-Sweden and mid-Finland. They have been able to listen to our station.
And finally, we would like to remind you of a person who was on the DX Window show for a long time and a tremendous help to us, Ernie Thomas.
For a fine 69, keep us on your radio line, Radio Denmark Shortwave.
The DX Window has been reporting on.
The DX Window.
With music and news, fast information, special reports,
Woo!
The DX Window brings you in touch with the entire world.
Woo! Yeah!
The world of radio. And just to remind you, this is the final show, the final DX Window brought on Radio Denmark.
The sun beaming down between.
Time for Pop Shop DX Window.
Whoa! Music loud and strong on your radio station.
On Pop Shop DX Window, the final Pop Shop brings you Cupid's Inspiration and Bad Thing.
When I think of how you took me in your arms and told me not to think, now there's nothing left in me.
Cupid's Inspiration. And this is our Pop Shop feature on the DX Window. And just in case you're wondering what the title was, it was simply called Sad Thing.
Help, I need somebody.
And if you're new to DXing, the DX Window helps you.
We can work it out. We can work it out.
And let us, in this last edition of the DX Window, take a look at the future and try to see which problems will meet the DX in years to come. In the 60s, the number and the power of the broadcasting stations have increased tremendously, and this development seems to continue. The congestion of the bands will undoubtedly become worse than it is today. And consequently, the worst enemy of the listener will be the interference, and many of the weaker stations will be hidden behind the powerful transmitters of the large international broadcasters. To the DXer, this means that the requirements to his equipment and his skill will become greater and greater. The individual DXer surely cannot change this development. But another thing that every DXer can do, something to improve, is the goodwill of the DX hobby at the radio stations. You can do this by writing good reception reports and make it as correct as possible. In this way, you will increase the interest of the stations in DX reports, and with that, also their willingness to verify the reports, which is very essential to the survival of the hobby.
For news, for entertainment, for information, it's the DX Window.
David Morby reports from London.
This is David Morby reporting for the last time from London. In August 1967, the old offshore pirate stations left the air just as suddenly as they came on. This left a gap for British pop fans. But in the early hours of Saturday, September the 30th, 1967, a new sound hit the British airwaves.
Stand by for switching. Get tuned to Radio 1 or 2, 5, 4, 3. Radio 2, Radio 1, go.
The voice of Radio 1. Just for fun.
Music.
Too much.
much. And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
Yes, Radio 1, the BBC's answer to the pirate ships. However, Radio 1 has not been quite as successful as was planned, due to the fact that it is limited in the number of discs it can play. Many people, including the Free Radio Association, want a large number of commercial stations to be set up, based on the old pirate lines and somewhat similar to the North American commercial stations. However, at the moment, the chances of such proposals being accepted by the British government are quite small, as it has just given the go-ahead to a further 12 local VHF-only stations, all to be run by the BBC and financed by the annual radio and television licence fee. The total number of BBC local stations would then become 20, and it is hoped that the first of these stations will be operating by the summer of next year. That's all from me, David Morby, DX Window, London.
Esta es Radio Dinamarca, Faro del Norte, con sus noticias de América Latina.
Querido radioentes del mundo, we start these final LA tips with Argentina. Radio El Mundo in Buenos Aires has been heard with poor reception at 2000 hours GMT on 15.290. Radio El Mundo on 15.290 megacycles, Brazil. The 19 meter band will usually be good in the beginning of the year, and many Brazilian stations have already been heard. Radio Panamericana in Sao Paulo has been heard at 2100 hours GMT on 15.135. That was Radio Panamericana on 15.135 megacycles. Radio Farroufilia in Porto Alegre has been logged at 2000 hours on 15.335. Radio Farroufilia on 15.335 megacycles, Colombia. Transmisora Caldas in Manizales is quite a rare one, and it has been logged at 0800 hours GMT on 5.020. That was Transmisora Caldas on 5.020. Emisora Nueva Granada in Bogota has been heard with fair reception here in Copenhagen at 23.45 GMT on 6.160. Emisora Nueva Granada on 6.160 megacycles. And finally, Costa Rica. Radio Reloj in San Jose is testing for a new frequency at the moment, and it has been heard on several frequencies from 0230 until 0800 hours GMT. Last time the station was heard was on 4.690 megacycles, but it has also been heard on 4.615 and 4.795. That was Radio Reloj on 4.690. This is your amigo Torre, not saying hasta la vista en la próxima semana, but muchas gracias por su atención. Adiós, amigos.
The DX Window takes a second look at radio in the 60s. Radio in an independent continent.
One of the major events on the political scene in the 60s was that most colonies got their independence, and this also changed the aspects of broadcasting a great deal. All these new states have established their own national radio stations, and all these stations can now be found on medium wave and in the tropical bands. The most typical continent is Africa, where some 40 new states were born during this period. For the DXer, there are now numerous possibilities of listening to all parts of this continent, especially as some of the larger new states wish to be heard outside their own borders and therefore have established a foreign service that can easily be picked up in most parts of the world. Examples are The Voice of Nigeria, Radio Ghana, and Radio Brazzaville.
The Voice of Nigeria. After a long period with tests in the early 60s, The Voice of Nigeria is now daily on the air with programs for all Africa, Asia, and Europe.
Broadcasters outside of Africa have, on the other hand, also realized that the population of all these new states form a valuable forum for their programs. This has been seen in many ways during the last 10 years, for example, by the creation of the special African services of many international radio stations, for instance, the BBC, Radio Moscow, Radio Canada, and others.
Radio Canada, the CBC, closed its daily programs in Danish, Norwegian, Swedish, Dutch, and Italian in 1962 in favor of opening an African service.
In order to make sure that the reception quality in Africa is acceptable on ordinary receivers, some international broadcasters have built their own relay stations in or near the African continent. Such are the BBC relay stations on the Ascension Island in the west and the Mashira Island in the east, and Die Deutsche Welle in Rwanda.
Deutsche Welle. On August 20th in 63, the relay station in Kigali began operation with a power of 600 watts. Today the power is 250 kilowatts and can be heard all over the world.
Besides these governmental stations, religious organizations have also found a forum of new listeners in the new countries. Some of the stronger ones are The Voice of the Gospel in Ethiopia, Transworld Radio on the island of Bonaire, and the Far East Broadcasting Association on the Seychelles.
The Far Eastern Broadcasting Association, FEPA, Seychelles, began test transmissions with a power of 2 kilowatts in August 69, and it is still a rare guest on most receivers.
Did you know that little girls watch television? Well, big girls don't. They listen to Radio Denmark.
Time now on the DX window for medium wave news. The United States WJR radio in Detroit has been heard from 0045 and onwards on 760 kilocycles. That was 760 kilocycles for WJR. WHIO in Dayton has been locked at around 0300 hours GMT on 1290 kilocycles. That was 1290 for WHIO. And Bermuda, the Bermuda Broadcasting Company in Hamilton, has been heard with a program consisting of pop music at 0230 GMT on 1235 kilocycles. That was 1235 for the Bermuda Broadcasting Company. Groove on it, get with it, be hip. Get the DX Window memory card, the card just for you.
It is not a QSL card, but simply a card which may remind you of the days gone by.
On the card, you'll find photographs of the DX Window gang. Susanna Jackson, Tara Ekblom, Anka Peterson, Kai Bredel Jørgensen.
And, of course, Kristen Flagstad. The card can be obtained only through the Danish Shortwave Club International. And note the address, please. The Danish Shortwave Club International, Grevestrand, spelled G-R-E-V-E-S-T-R-A-N-D, Grevestrand, Denmark.
And please remember that you must include one international reply coupon. And so the time has come for the last time to say goodbye. Now in today's DX window, the final DX window from Radio Denmark, you heard Susanna Jackson, Anka Peterson, Tara Ekblom. David Morby was reporting from London. Tips were by Kai Bredel Jørgensen and Help for Beginners by Carol File. Our engineer was Ronald Skovdal. This is Christian Flagstad, hoping that you enjoyed what we had for you and that you will remember us by the DX Window memory card, or just by yourself. Anyway, we've had a lot of groovy great fun and really we enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed some of it too. Well, Happy New Year and do be careful when driving.